Coconino County spokesman Matthew Rudig says the sheriff's office and volunteers went door to door Sunday to make sure people are ready to evacuate at a moment's notice.
Several neighborhoods in the area of Silver Saddle, Hutchinson Acres, McCann Estates, and the Timberline communities have been set on pre-evacuation, which means that we're asking people to be ready to go in case the fire changes or we give that evacuation order.
Many of the neighborhoods are the same that evacuated 9 years ago for the Schultz Fire. That fire caused several evacuations through monsoon season as mudslides killed one person and destroyed several homes. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
We begin this morning with news from Flagstaff, where residents are watching as a wildfire burns just north of the city. As of this morning, the U.S. Forest Service reports the museum fire has grown to 1,000 acres. Officials report the fire was very active overnight, so much so that crews were unable to conduct burnout operations. Joining us to talk more about this fire is KJZZ's Fronteras Desk reporter, Laurel Morales, who's in Flagstaff now. Good morning, Laurel.
Hi, Lauren.
So what do we know at this point?
We know that no evacuations have been ordered yet, but several neighborhoods have been put on pre-evacuation notice. And when you live this close to the world's largest ponderosa pine forest, you have to be prepared. Matthew Rudig with Coconino County talks about knowing what ready, set, go means.
Ready is a state where everybody, especially in Flagstaff, should always be in. They should have an evacuation plan. They should have a go bag. They should have a plan for their pets. For the set notification or, you know, a pre-evacuation, residents are asked, you know, have their emergency items on hand, have resources to be able to stay in for 72 hours, and have their phones or any other types of devices that they have able to know when that news comes.
So do we know the cause of this fire yet, Laurel?
No, fire investigators are still looking into it, but there wasn't any lightning here yesterday. We had beautiful blue skies. So there's a good chance it was human caused. And a big source of contention here is that it was hot and dry and the forest was open to camping. Why wasn't it closed is the big question. Mm-hmm. And we haven't had much of a monsoon to speak of here. So we had a great winter with lots of moisture, but clearly that was not enough.
Yeah. And where is it exactly is this fire burning? Is it close to where I know they've been doing lots of forest thinning projects to try to prevent things exactly like this?
Well, one would hope, but I'm fairly sure it's in the Dry Lakes Hill area where my family and I do lots of hiking and running. And I'm pretty sure it's east of where they've been doing the four fry thinning operations. The neighborhoods they evacuated are the same neighborhoods that evacuated in 2000 for the Schultz Fire. Mm. And so this is bringing back some bad memories for that community. The firefighters managed to keep that fire from burning any homes, but people had to evacuate several times when the monsoons came. Every time they heard thunder, they knew that they would have to leave, and the mudslides were horrendous. One swept away and killed a 12-year-old girl and destroyed several homes.
So what can we expect today as we watch this fire continue to burn?
The National Weather Service says we can expect strong winds as high as 50 miles per hour and dry lightning, which could seriously complicate matters for the firefighters. But they do expect real rain to arrive tomorrow or Wednesday, which is great news.
All right. That's KJZZ's Fronteras Desk reporter Laurel Morales joining us from Flagstaff with the latest on the museum fire that's burning there. Laurel, thank you.
Thanks for having me, Lauren.